This Saturday morning with 4-H on the air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op. The Beaver Center Jolly Workers 4-H Club is with us today, and we have several exhibitors here with us. Olivia Horn was at the Clark County Fair back in August. And Olivia, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you, and whereabouts are you from?
I'm 15, and I'm from Loyal.
And you've been showing for how many years at the Clark County Fair?
10, 11.
What did you start at that age, or what did you show at that age?
Oh, well, I had Little Britches. I didn't really do the projects or anything.
And what'd you think of Little Britches? Was it fun?
Yeah.
And you've spent many years now with working with cattle. You brought dairy cattle this year. What'd you bring and how'd you do?
I brought an aged cow, and she got second blue. And then I brought a spring yearling. She didn't show yet. And then I have a winter calf, and she got second red.
That's not bad at all. How about showmanship? Are you looking forward to that?
No.
Well, what's something that you've learned in the past, your past years of experience in showmanship that you're looking forward to beating this year?
Probably keeping my calf under control and making sure that she keeps her legs underneath her.
And a smile.
Right.
Excellent. And you not only brought dairy, you brought pigs. Tell me about your pigs.
One pig got third blue and my other pig got first red.
Wow, that's not bad at all either. And how much did your pigs weigh roughly?
One weighed like 242 and one weighed like 246.
Are you looking forward to the auction?
Yeah.
So how many pigs do you have at home, or do you borrow them from a family friend?
This is all we had at home. We actually buy them from Grant Koski.
Oh, that's nice. Now, do you buy them, or do your mom and dad?
My dad.
And what are you going to do when your pig is sold, you get your settlement check, what are you going to do with it?
I only get to keep $20 out. The rest goes in my college fund.
Excellent. Good luck this rest of the week at the fair, and we'll catch you next year.
Thank you.
That's Olivia Horn, one of the members of the Beaver Center Jolly Workers 4-H Club. And up next, we have Bailey Bravner. Bailey, you're the VP of your club. How many members are in your 4-H Club?
About 42.
Hey, good numbers. And you're also at the fair. Tell me what you brought.
2-year-old milking shorthorn.
A 2-year-old milking shorthorn. Now, tell me about her. What's the difference between a milking shorthorn versus another breed? Is she taller, shorter?
She's shorter.
Short what color?
Red.
And how'd you do with her?
First blue.
First blue, excellent. And what else did you bring this year to the Clark County Fair?
Canning.
What do you can?
Peaches, tomatoes, jam.
How do you can? Just walk me through the process. I've never canned before.
You, like, put the fruit or vegetable in a jar and put some brine, juice, sugar, water, and process it.
Do you put it in boiling water until it pressurizes?
Yep.
How'd you do with those projects?
I got 3 blues and 1 red.
3 blues, 1 red. Excellent. What's your plans for next year's fair?
Dairy again.
And how old are you?
15.
Good luck your sophomore year.
Thank you.
That's Bailey Bravner. And up next we have Devaney Hinkleman. Devaney, you're not just a member, you're a 4-H club, you're an officer. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm the treasurer, so then at every meeting I read off the ending balances in our account.
And how does that go? Is it good?
Yeah.
They trust you with the money.
I don't deal with the money. Our leader does, but I just read off the little, like, slips from it.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. And you brought pigs this year to the fair. Tell me how you did. How many did you bring?
I brought 2, and the bigger one weighed 286 pounds. The smaller one weighed 253 pounds. And I got a red and a white with it, and then a blue in showmanship.
Excellent. In showmanship, tell me, how did you do? Like, what did the judge say about your showmanship?
He didn't really say much. It was just basically handling your pig and seeing how long you could stay in there and just walking it around and keeping control of it.
So did you go in for a supreme showmanship, or did you just get a first?
I'm an intermediate, so I won't. Only senior showmanship can go for supreme, so I'm done.
Excellent. Well, good luck next year at the fair, and we'll catch you then.
Thank you.
That's Devaney Hinkleman, the treasurer of the Beaver Center Jolly Workers 4-H Club. And up next, we have Alyssa Klintzman. Alyssa, how old are you, and what'd you bring to the fair this year?
I'm 13 years old, and I bring dairy.
What'd you all bring?
I brought a spring yearling jersey.
A spring yearling jersey. Is it yours, or is it someone else's?
It's ours.
Oh, how do you show a jersey?
Like the rest of them.
Do you have to wash them different because they're brown? Is it harder to see the stains on them, or easier?
It's easier to see the stains on them, but just when you do their top lines, you have to use a different color paint.
A different color paint? You paint them?
Well, their top lines. You spray them.
Now, do you do your own fitting of your cattle?
Yeah, I help.
What do you like to do best on them?
I like to clip their stomachs.
Clip their... You actually crawl underneath them?
Yeah.
You're not afraid?
Or, like, on the side.
And what are you looking forward to? How'd you do this year at the fair?
I didn't show yet. I'm going to show in a little bit.
All right, well, good luck. We'll catch you next year.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Alyssa Klintzman with the Beaver Center Jolly Workers. And up next, we have her little sister, Reese Klintzman. And Reese, you're 9 years old. You're showing at the fair. I heard you did pretty good. What'd you show and how'd you do?
I showed a red and white spring heifer.
Ah, very good. You got first blue. What'd the judge say about your animal?
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything? Are you going to go in for showmanship?
Yeah.
And what did your big sister teach you about showmanship?
Nothing.
We'll catch you next year, Reese.
Okay.
That's Reese Klintzman, one of the last members of Beaver Center Jolly Workers 4-H Club. This Saturday morning with 4-H on the air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op.